So it's called delivery. Labor was like this. Rise up with the waves in a warm ocean before the break. Up, 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 down, up, 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 down. Gentle lift, breathe. Breathless moment at the top. Fall, sink into hot sand, collapse, rise again. I lay in a dark room, hooked to machines, let the waves lift me. It might have been midday, the glare white and merciless. Up, 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 down. It might have been Bermuda. Up, 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 down. I lost track of hours. When I was small, I stayed in the water all day in New Jersey, diving under waves to feel the whoosh over my body, all that power. Hit it wrong and go tumbling, sand in your hair, ground face first into rushing, foaming force that could suck a child down. I learned respect. On the other side of that same ocean, 30 years later, the end was like that. Caught in the breaking crest, dragged under, landing roughly and hurt, skin scraped off, a small surprised creature crying beside me, sunburnt, crusted with dried white salt. Don't cry, daughter, the nurse said languidly, to me, not the baby. She spoke in Portuguese. I semi-understood, I shut up. This was a new place. Somehow it was still night. I prayed for morning, grateful for the wave that took us to shore.